Yeah, so thanks to Mind Vortex, which I think is Benjamin Power, and I apologise to Benjamin, I'm a bit of an odd person, but Benjamin Power, I hope you're doing well. I made a few videos about Benjamin, and I don't know what happened to him in England, in Great Britain, if he was arrested or just charged or threatened, you know, by the police, harassed, you know. But if you're out there, Benjamin Power, contact me, please, just to say hello, so I know you're okay. And, yeah, I hope you understand about me not accepting the package and my life, everything. I have so many complications in my life that anytime anybody introduces another one, it just overwhelms me. I know it sounds like I'm complaining, but I'm explaining. Yeah, so I made some videos, but it's funny, using the 5G of my friend upstairs, I have trouble uploading to BitChute for some reason, of all things. So I think I uploaded the videos to Telegram, and I did ask everybody here on BitChute to follow me on Telegram instead, but nobody does. So, yeah, your stubborn refusal to follow me on Telegram means I have to keep using BitChute. Yeah, what I would love to do, Anton Vecker, if you can have the magical means to achieve this, I would love to download all my videos from BitChute and re-upload them to Telegram. Even though Telegram has banned some people, has censored some people with similar content to mine, so far they haven't bothered me, haven't limited me as far as I know. Okay, so I just want to make, first, thank you. Yeah, I brought up Mind Vortex, Benjamin Power, I think, to thank him for sending me the Goebbels diary. And so far, all I've, the only reference to what Devi, in Lightning in the Sun, she talks about Goebbels' diaries, and I don't know if it's this diary in particular, or I think there are other personal diaries, which probably were not published. But in the book, that the diary that was published by Goebbels about my part in Germany's fight, it's called, he does state that Hitler is vegetarian, but so far he hasn't said anything, and he wouldn't publish at this time anything about Hitler's desire, ambition to veganize Germany. It would be the wrong time. In the same way that Hitler finished his one of his famous speeches with Amen, which is a, you know, typical Cult of Judah formulation, anyone who understands National Socialism and has really researched it will know that he planned to get rid of all these Cult of Judah religions. That he had utter contempt for, I wish I could remember the quote, what he called the men in the cassocks, in the cloaks. But yeah, but at the time, there's certain, politics is the art of the possible. It's not possible to do what I'm trying to do. Even though he was talking about the German Revolution, there are still limits to what you can do in a revolution. And he, there's people drilling in the building. It seems that construction work follows me wherever I go. No matter where I live, there's always somebody hammering all night or drilling all night or doing some work, or I end up having to do construction work. So it's really bizarre. Anyway, maybe it's a sign, construction, constructive, that I'm about to construct something, hopefully. But yeah, even in revolutions, you have to be careful. It's still the art of the possible, even a revolution. And it wouldn't have been the time for Hitler to tell Germans that he was going to turn them vegan. That would not have, you know, and to take away religion from them at the time, during the darkness they were in, would have been too much. No compassionate person would withhold the comfort of religion from people at a time when they really, really need it most, which is during, you know, during the Great Depression, during the really destruction of Germany after World War I, and during wartime, you know. The Bolsheviks allowed religion to prosper during the war because they saw it as in the interest of, you know, the war effort. So, yeah, and Putin, as a Cult of Judah puppet master at the moment, he's got the backing of the church. He's got his KGB, you know, Kirill in charge of the church, and he appeals to the old people by banning, not banning casinos, but banning casinos, which were bringing in millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Russian people in taxes, banning those so that his Call of Duty mates online could make billions in online gambling, from which the Russian people would not benefit whatsoever. So anyway, so yeah, okay, and I wanted to make this one video and see if I can upload it. Just because I'm watching some more videos again from Megalithomania, including the new one from Michael Tellinger, and he seems to have taken up some of my language, but he doesn't appear to have read my material or hasn't gone to heart, because he still keeps talking about sound waves and he fixates on sound. And remember that sound is merely what the brain's rendering of energy pulses that repeat between 20 and 20,000 times a second. Times a second, most people think of in terms of hertz. Yeah, hertz. And most people use the term frequency. And it's a logical term, frequency. How frequently a pulse repeats is a frequency. But you have to always, always, always train your mind, discipline yourself to think in terms of energy pulses. And to keep any talk of waveforms to a very, very narrow application where you are graphing over time the amplitude of an energy pulse, the power, the strength of an energy pulse. When you graph in two dimensions, in the physical representation, visual representation system, when you graph amplitude over time, you get a waveform. Yeah, what we think of as a waveform. Only time that appears in nature is in water. When the wind blows across water, or when you drop something into water, the energy is converted into literally waves. But the ancients, people with no measuring tools, people who didn't measure electrical amplitude, would never have had any reason to think of energy pulses and sound in terms of waves. And you should stop doing so too, because it's really obfuscating. And I explained in my videos. And I just wanted to remind myself, I had one of those moments where I thought, oh shit, my speaker cone analogy is so perfectly apt. And it never even occurred to me I was using a speaker cone analogy until I watched the newest video from Michael Tellinger and had some of the old stuff about the cones, which I talk about. And if you read my so much needed prehistorical revisionism book, you'll see also I have a lot of these things. But the idea that energy exists as toruses, as vortexes, as cones, cone top, cone bottom, upside down triangle, symbol of male, symbol of female, original opposites, male and female. And look at the Star of Remsham, which people call the Star of David. It's the upside down triangle, either superimposed on the triangle or interweaved with the triangle. There's a very significant difference. When you superimpose the triangles, you dominate usually male over female. That's when you superimpose the two triangles. If you travel around Europe like Poland, you'll see triangles on the doors to symbolize male and female toilets. And for some reason, they're the opposite of what I expect. And so I used the wrong toilet in Poland accidentally. But upside down triangles and triangles. Upside down triangle, female. Normal triangle, male. Superimpose them and you're dominating male over female. Interweave them, it's a union of male and female. Have a look at the Star of David. Is it overlapping or is it interweaving of the triangles? It's very significant. Because everything in life is about the unification of these alleged reflexive opposites. And the original opposite is male and female. Infertility, male and female. Long before people talked about electrical charges, the original opposites, reflexive opposites, are male and female. So my speaker cone analogy is so apt. Yeah? I thought it was a bit out there. It came to me and appealed to me because I spent so much time trying to understand how a speaker cone could work. It wasn't intuitive to me, but it took me a long time to work out. But the same principle with the cones, top cone, bottom cone, put them together, you have the vortex. Yeah, you have the torus shape of everything in the universe. And this is the electrical universe model. This is the primity, because this torus, these vortexes of energy can be seen in spiral galaxies, can be seen at every level in reality. And these most likely are, I'm coughing because they're drilling. They've been drilling concrete, I think steel. Yeah, they've been drilling metal. And now I've got to open the windows because I'm breathing metal dust that's somehow coming in through something. And me and fresh air is really important. So this is the first time I open this window. Lucky it opens. It's going to get cold in here. But yeah, I'm breathing metal dust because they're drilling metal and it's getting through somewhere in the vents or something. And metal dust can't be healthy. Anyway, I've got to stop this video. Anyway, ciao for now.